This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The oath taking of newly elected members of parliament will continue today. On the first day of 18th Lok Sabha, yesterday several MPs including Prime Minister Narendra Modi took oath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, was the first to take oath administered by Pro Tem Speaker Bhartrihari Mahtab. Then the panel of chairperson to assist Mr. Mahtab in running the proceedings of the Lok Sabha till the election of the Speaker took oath. BJP MPs Radha Mohan Singh and Phaggan Singh Kulaste are the members of the chairperson panel who took oath yesterday. Other members of chairperson panel are K. Suresh from Congress, T.R. Balu from DMK and Sudeep Bandyopadhyay from TMC. However, they skipped the oath-taking proceedings as panel members. Prominent among those who took oath as MPs include Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal, Piyush Goyal and others who also took oaths. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has taken over 5 cases from Bihar, Gujarat and Rajasthan to investigate the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG examinations. According to officials, the CBI has re-registered 1 case each from Gujarat and Bihar and 3 cases from Rajasthan. The CBI is also expected to take up another case from Latur in Maharashtra. The officials also said that while the FIR filed by Bihar police pertained to alleged paper leak, the other 4 cases were related to alleged malpractices such as impersonation and cheating, involving the candidates, local officials and invigilators. The special CBI team from New Delhi has also taken over the investigation of the case of alleged NEET UG examination paper leak scam from the Economic Offence Unit, EOU, of Bihar police. The EOU had registered the case on 5th of May this year, on the day of NEET UG entrance examination, after getting leads about the alleged paper leak scam. Union Minister of Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, along with Minister of State for Coal and Mines, Satish Chandra Dubey, launched the 4th tranche of auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks at a program in New Delhi yesterday. The auction included 21 blocks of critical mineral. Out of these, 11 are fresh blocks, spread over 6 states, Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. Addressing the program, Mr. Reddy informed that the first tranche of auction of offshore mineral blocks will be launched within 100 days of the new government. India is hosting the 64th International Sugar Organization, ISO, Council meeting from today in New Delhi. Delegates from more than 30 countries and representatives of many international organizations will participate in the 3-day meeting to deliberate on critical issues of sugar and biofuel sector. India is starting the series of events with industrial tour of the international delegates to one grain-based distillery at Muzaffarnagar in Uttar Pradesh to showcase India's adoption of latest technology in production of biofuels and other byproducts. A workshop titled Sugar and Biofuels Emerging Vistas is also being organized tomorrow at Bharat Mandapam. Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution and New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, Union Minister, will inaugurate the workshop. India concluded the campaign at the Under-17 Asian Wrestling Championships in Amman, Jordan on a resounding note. The young Indian contingent clinched a total of 11 medals, including 4 gold, 2 silver and 5 bronze medals. Women wrestlers grabbed all the 4 gold medals. Dipanchi in 46 kg, Muskan in 53 kg, Rajnita in 61 kg and Mansi Latir in 69 kg delivered stellar performances in their respective weight categories to clinch the yellow medal. Rajabala had to settle for a silver in the 40 kg category despite her valiant efforts. On the men's front, Samarth Gajanan Mahakwe bagged silver medal in the fiercely contested 55 kg category. While Akash in 65 kg, Sachin Kumar in 71 kg, Bikash Kashyap in 48, Tushar Tukaram Patil in 60 kg and Ronak in 110 kg showcased their prowess by clinching bronze medals. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, chasing the target of 116 runs set by Afghanistan, Bangladesh were 81 for 7 in 11.4 overs at Kingston in St. Winston when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.